Listen, I don't have to tell you how bad we are right now. That's clear. I don't have to tell you that we're in last place and trending down even further. You know this. But what I can tell you is that we're failing out of fear. We're failing because we're afraid of failure. In this league, you don't drop the mitts with another guy unless you're willing to get your face punched off. You don't go into the corner with a giant of a man unless you think you can win that battle. And you don't play the game unless you know you can win. We don't know we can win. We've been told by every analyst and every beat writer that we're the worst team in the league and we're following suit. We're told that we have unmet potential and we're living up to that claim every single night. Why? Why can't we be better than they say we are? Why can't we be strong when they think we're weak? Why can't we be the exception to the popular opinion? We might lose just as much as we're losing right now, but losing is different when you get beat. We're not getting beat, we're beating ourselves. And that's what our problem is. We know what to do, but we don't execute. We show up late to the battles on the boards. We buy into the hype that we can't play a full 60 minutes, and we don't. We think we're going to lose, and we do. We think we're going to make mistakes, and we will. We think we're going to fail, and we fail. As long as we think like that, we're nothing. As long as we believe what they say, they're 100% right. We will fail, if that's what we expect ourselves to do. Losing honorably means being bested by a better opponent that night, but beating yourself has no honor in it at all. If you buckle at the side of fear, it will eat you alive. Are you gonna just sit here and watch the jaws of fear tear you apart? Hell no. Fight to be better. If you get beat, then say thank you for teaching you one more way to be better, and then never be beat that same way again. If you get hit, return that hit twice as hard. If you get punched, punch back. You're either surviving or thriving or dying. The second you stop giving your all, it's all downhill from there. Do you want to live the rest of your life knowing that you could have been better, but you just didn't have the balls to do it? It'll eat you up every single day until you die. Sometimes you just have to survive long enough to thrive. Then you have to rise above just surviving. We've survived long enough. Now it's time to thrive. Don't just live up to your potential, exceed your potential. Every last one of you is a better player when the guy playing next to you plays his very best. Be that guy. Make the guys around you better by playing your best game. There are no all-stars on this team. There are no heroes. We are one unit. We are a force to be reckoned with when we play together. Together, we can prove the doubters wrong. We've already lost the numbers game this year. There's no playoffs for us. There's no championship hopes. There's hardly anyone in the stands at our game. So what do we play for now? Your jobs next year? Don't bother. Your paychecks? You don't deserve the money if you're playing for the paycheck. When you're laying in bed, trying to sleep, and you have to answer the question in your own head, honestly, will you be able to say that you gave it your all? Will you know in your heart that all of that failure was for a reason? Can you fail forward and be better for it? Which version of you is going to show up next season? The same make and model? Or are you already redesigning yourself to be better? Are you going to make the same mistakes next year? Winning next season doesn't start next season, it starts now. So be a winner. Be a winner right here, right now. Show up every single night. Be the hero of your own real life movie. You are what you think you are. Do you think you're a winner? Have that talk with yourself when you get home tonight. And if your answer is I'm a winner, then show up tomorrow and prove it. Don't be afraid to fail. But even more importantly, don't be afraid to win. Winners win. And from this day forward, that's what we are. Winners.